Coming up on this edition of the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, when will Cherokee County students return to in-school instruction, and which local football team ended the state's longest winning streak? We've got these stories and more.
Carriage Kia in Gainesville and Woodstock has up to $6,000 in rebates right now during the summer sticker event. New 2019 Optima, Sorento, Sportage, Stinger, and Forte. 66 months, 0% for qualified buyers only at Carriage Kia, Gainesville, and Woodstock.
Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the only local news podcast just for Cherokee County, brought to you by the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News and the BG Podcast Network. I'm Marcel Portu. Here are the stories your friends and neighbors will be talking about. Today's top story is brought to you by Cherokee Fusion. Three Cherokee County high schools, Creekview, Etowah, and Woodstock, currently using hybrid attendance models due to COVID-19 campus closures in August, will return to 5 days of in-person instruction October 13th, school system officials announced Monday. Extracurricular activities will resume in all grades and campuses beginning the week of October 12th. Those activities include performing arts, PTA meetings, winter sports preparation, fundraisers, and more. Families wishing to continue with digital learning from home for the middle and high school students during second semester will be able to. No decision has been made yet on offering a continuation of digital learning for elementary school students. For more information, visit Gary Tanner's article at TribuneLedgerNews.com. The Woodstock City Council denied a request to rezone land for a senior living development alongside State Route 92. For consideration was approximately 9.7 acres of land at the intersection of Highway 92 and Nice Road, behind the new Culver's restaurant and across the street from First Baptist Church of Woodstock. Woodstock Healthy Living was asking for a rezoning of the property in order to develop it as Larkspur at Woodstock, an independent living facility for people ages 55 and older. The council denied the request in a 4-2 vote. What moves are the Canton City Council making, and which local football team ended the state's longest winning streak? Coming up on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast.
The Cherokee Community Minute is brought to you by Cherokee Focus. Do you have a passion for your community? Do you often ask yourself, how can I give back? Did someone do something for a younger you that propelled you into the person you are today? If you live, work, or play in Cherokee County and are looking to find a way to plug into the community, think Cherokee Focus. Cherokee Focus is now accepting applications for the Cherokee Youth Works program. We provide out-of-school youth ages 16 to 24 with GED prep, life skills, work readiness, paid work experiences, along with assistance in college enrollment and obtaining sustainable employment. If you could use some assistance in one of these areas or know someone who does, visit us online at CherokeeFocus.org. That's CherokeeFocus.org. And remember, through people, partnerships, and possibilities, we can make a stronger Cherokee.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Welcome back to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. The Canton City Council is discussing how to stop people from dumping garbage at the former site of Northside Hospital Cherokee that's been vacant since 2017. The city received a letter from Northside Hospital Cherokee requesting to abandon the old Northside Hospital Connector Road because of individuals dumping on the site. The plan is to put gates at both ends of the road to restrict unwanted access. For the gates to be put up, the city needs to abandon the road, making it private. Mayor Bill Grant suggested that rather than abandoning the road right now, the city agreed to block access to the road, possibly with a concrete barricade. The council is also expected to vote later this month on an $8.1 million contract to extend a trail along the Etowah River from Heritage Park to Bowling Park. Completion of the trail would link Etowah River Park, Heritage Park, and Bowling Park with an uninterrupted path. The Canton Cherokee County Independent Filmmakers is a group consisting of local residents who have interest and passion for filmmaking, as well as showcasing the residents and businesses. The group was started a few years ago by Mike Phillips, who serves as a photographer for the group. The group's latest short film, A King's Daughter, was screened at the latest Etowah Film Festival in September and seven other film festivals. For more information about the group and A King's Daughter, visit Ethan Johnson's article at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Today's high school recap is brought to you by the Credit Union of Georgia. The longest regular season winning streak in state history came to an end Friday night at Tommy Baker Field. Cherokee defeated Cartersville 14-12, ending the Purple Hurricane's 62-game regular season winning streak. The Warriors have begun the season 5-0 for the first time since 2007. Keith Adams Jr.'s 30-yard touchdown run, with 2 minutes remaining, proved to be the game winner for Cherokee. Thank you for joining us for the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast from your hyper-local news source, the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News. Grab a copy of today's paper and visit Cherokee Tribune Ledger News online for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the citizens of Cherokee and surrounding areas. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all hyper-local updates, or ask Google Home to play the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast for you. Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comments section, call our podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comment on an upcoming episode. The Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast is produced by BG Ad Group. Marcel Portout, producer. Jacob Sutherland, director. Copyright 2020. All rights reserved.